This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za. 8 p.m. to midnight. This is Power Perspective with Seven Zealand Gambulele.
Hello, hi, welcome to it on this Monday evening. It's good to be with you.
Power Perspective with Seven Zealand Gambulele. Call Seven Zile on 0861-987-000.
First up this evening, let's go to Shawelo. Anele, good evening.
My sister, I've spoken to my ancestors. They must just forgive me. I'm dumping this ANC for what I've seen in town. This is what I'm using. Please, don't go home. Like Petro Pino, go to Kvela.
You, yes,
Leandao, Iboli. Anyway, Bree Street, North, ANC is dead. Even the EFF, they are also dead. And I don't know why Abantu abavotele ANC and the EFF are cabangan. Mina nami, I'm also one of those stupid people. Please, I'm dumping this nonsense. I'm going with the DA. I was in Cape Town last week. Into Ngibonile, I was so impressed. I was so impressed. Young is my sister.
Yes.
The DA will solve this. Even the SA action, OMN Mashaba, they will fix this.
But where exactly did you go, Anele, in the West?
I went to Sea Point.
This is why it was wonderful.
I went to George.
Go visit Khayelitsha.
Mamela, my sister.
Nelanga.
Mamela, my sister. Angali, they are squalors, ne? Okay, fine. But in doing Ibonile Etropin, I was so impressed.
Yeah.
Honestly, let's give the credit where it's due.
Undoubtedly, Anele. But here's the thing, though. Who lives in town, though, right? Who lives in the trendy, cosmopolitan CBD in CT?
Schooler so everyone basala Etropin. I understand. But government, these days, I want basala Etropin. I want Bamnyama, they can match white people.
But the fact is, though, Anele, not all of us, right, can afford to live in those
But parts. We can't afford to. So, can you afford but
yes, we can't afford. Does that mean, Anele, if I can afford to only live a Khayelitsha, that I don't deserve services and I don't deserve to
even in America, khona abantu abangafuni ukuhlala kwezinye indawo.
So is that fine?
That is a fact. And lento mele siyazini. We can't afford to sonke sikhale Bryanston.
Thank you very much for your contributions on 0861-987-000. The awesome tweets as well. Let me just take a couple before we move on. Mbulelo here at Power FM 987 and at 7 Kambule Sesebe. I was in Mbombela this past weekend. Wow. I must applaud the local government there. The place is clean and taken care of. I was impressed. No potholes like where I come from. The city is beautiful and taken care of. Big ups. Hashtag Power Perspective there. That's a tweet from Umbulelo about the state of Mbombela. Zolani says, the call about Cape Town and George, didn't see the other side of Cape Town Metro. I lived in Cape Town for 18 years and he's that person who will praise Sandton and claim how beautiful Johannesburg is when he didn't see Alex. Let's go to Midrand. Tulani, on the same point, hey, you want to talk cleanliness of Cape Town, huh?
Okay, good answer, was it?
Sharp good answer, Tulani?
Yeah, okay, you went to Sea Point, I wonder how white people live. Go clean, Nyavo, Mangsari, and I'm in Cape Town. So you must go to Philippi, not far from the airport. I want to go to Mnyama, into Pagabangapanquayo. Yabona Alexander, it's far much better. Go to Philippi. Nothing. There's a place like Petropane. I don't know maybe the market, whatever. Laba guys, our fellow brothers from Africa, buying in Sandapana.
Meruth in Lenasia, hi.
Sebenzi, like in Alue, and not forget your Cape Town, I forget your Kaikidula more.
Yeah.
I was born and grown up more for fire town. Mabura Narture and Mara. Into Eco Tropo, I used to keep my home. Yes, you are Kiro Nabatuba. The very same place that is Lamoya Namule High. Mari Ahesi Park, Gaukato Bonor Badi Vendelize in the one. John Kibusa every day. Kimakua acting at Lamo Ato Vendelize and Tosa Road. Recancer reward of Baba to Badi Habu Kuku, Habar Baba Zamel. And next thing, our color is ANC. ANC is not a bad ina le taba le di vote fela re wa senya wetsang but as long as ta vote ba votela fuluki a ke re tshintsheng ona tse batho ba kombina bana gesi for 2 months na ba toitoti mara ba ile votela the very same part e ba sokodisang ka gesi government ya rona ha re ba ke rona ba le rona ga re di batle ntho tsa rona ke rona re di senyang ke rona re etsang eng le he ba ka tloga ba tlo re lokisetsa mo lekeišeneng we are going to vandalize and kill that ke rata o tlo bona part le renke ne agile mo legae ne di le ntle gore le sports complex ebile ba utswa le di-container tsa teng di utswa ke mang ke makgowa ai mana o sana makgowa mo South Africa mo South Africa nna ke na le 70 years a ke sa bona makgowa ke wa keteletse ke na le 40 years makgowa.
Meruth, thank you for the call. Important point, right? Critical point about how we don't take care of our own spaces. I think the delivery aspect is the refuse being collected? Is there clean running water where you're not having to need 200, having to share one tap, for example? But I think it's such an important point about how we take care of the space. But other parts are vandalized as well. You have naughty kids who come in, graffiti here and there. It gets cleaned up or it gets removed or the place is kept, right? Because there are workers, city workers and so on who do that job. But it's both, right? It's not what Meruth is saying is not it. I think it's Meruth is spot on about how it is that we take care or don't take care of the spaces that we occupy.
Power Perspective with Sebenzile Ngambule. Monday to Thursday, 8 PM to midnight on Power 98.7.
Karabo, you in Rustenburg, hi to you.
Hey, Sebenzile, butubaru na bukai, man. Eish, yeah, it's matata shela, you know. Yeah, look, Sebenzile, talking about this murderers, these six guys who appeared in court today for the murder of, who's that lady?
Babita, Diokaran, yeah.
Yes, but what surprised me, I was listening to Faith while she was talking to, I think, Ntokozo. And then Ntokozo indicated that one of those guys, some of them, it seems like they want to be the what you call AMA state witness, you know. But now the challenge is this, when you look at the date, because the case will be sitting on the 1st of October and the 2nd, but the challenge that I'm having is the safety of those guys who want to be the state witness, because it seems like this matter is implicating one of the prominent politicians, you know. So how would we guarantee their safety?
8 p.m. to midnight. This is Power Perspective with Sebenzile Ngambule.
Hello, Tokozani.
I'm in a Kunuk defender, a case that any end of a Leninity in Kavi. The only thing Minangi Boni is Sedenzi, Minankala Pretoria, and Soshangu. So, whereas I want to buy a father pan, I want a banning part. The way of big one a corner in the bay. A big one, when it's in this year is soon, almost more Uham, but Goma open station with President Zagala. I want to put all the Munda to Puliwa. You'll never know which one Zagale in Munda corner in. But Magwan's the case at end. In the Bazakon, you were all over like Uti Angas, no more machinalist, Dakona, Seven Zagakulu, Gulawalana.
I hear your argument at Togozano Uti. There's violence everywhere. South Africa is violent, Jay, period.
Hey.
Very
hey.
Violent. Yes. But you can't make the argument because I know it's not that bad in KZN, which is what it's sounding like.
Fine. Even now like that, you feel like you're crashing. You go smoke a marijuana in your house.
True. Yeah.
And then nakon minangkala kon, inshallah na batwan.
Yeah.
Lao bandulabo like. Naboba ukuthi banobandlululo olunye wemumzulu uzosikhuluma lesitwana noma ngabe kuthiwa ufuna uyafuna ma unabo and ma ungasazi bazokuhleba uyangunderstand
angekwakushaya kodwa ayokuhleka ngeke bakushaya
bazokushaya kahle nje ma bekuthole uye wena
uyelapha
bazokushaya kahle nje ma kuwukuthi uyashayeka bazokushaya iyafana iSouth Africa abantu bakhona bayafana
Thokozani Ntsosha Ngube, thank you. Defending KZN. The Monsha Yega was a shy one. Says Thokozani. Let's go to Durban. Stay, hi.
Yeah, I'm defending the Zulus. Like a house. Let's start with the housekeeping matters with the Power FM.
Yes.
I feel you do not correct or call to accountability people, you know, that are saying like quite ethnic, you know, things about the Zulu. It happened earlier in your show.
Who said it, Sembisa? I may have missed it. Let's call it a who said it.
Like some gentleman who was working on, you know, the old pipes in Eskom, who was abused by the Zulus because he couldn't speak proper Zulu. And this guy was going on and on about how Duduzani Zuma is going to hire an arts and culture minister so that he can teach him isiZulu because he doesn't understand isiZulu. He said it more than three times and they were giggling and laughing. And I was thinking, you know, this can't be right, you know, because you guys must, you know, correct this.
I don't have that context, Tembisa. I'll ask Kuspu during the news to play back that caller. I missed it completely. But I'm very happy to be called
out.
Talking
about how violent Zulus are.
No. I spoke about weeding out the violence in politics, and I said in particular in KZN. I actually have not spoken about AmaZulu. I have not said that word this evening.
It wasn't you. It was the caller. And the expectation was that you would correct that. Because it's not about the Zulus, it's South Africa that is violent. You know,
absolutely.
I wouldn't be surprised if most murders are actually in the Western Cape. You guys did not say anything about the Indians in Phoenix who killed black people. I would say Zulu people in KwaZulu-Natal. And that's problematic.
Hang on. Let's pause on that point so that we don't miss it. I mean that's incorrect, right? To say that we didn't call out the Indians that killed black people.
But you didn't
in Phoenix.
Call them Indian massacres, you know, mercenaries.
We called them vigilantes, all sorts of things, right?
It must be reported and promoted within that context.
Which it is, Tembisa. I think you're being very unfair in us this evening, Jay. From every angle, you're coming at us.
You are being
defensive, but also you're being unfair, right? Because one, I did not attack Zulu.
No.
Hang on. And yes, you explained that. The point about Babita's murder and the connection to the violence. Remember, I also spoke about the drive-by shooting as well that happened, right? At one of the ANC events as well. So I don't know if that's where you're making the connection. But we certainly are not trying to stigmatize the Zulu nation, right, in its entirety. I think there's a broader conversation that is being had about violence.
Yeah.
And I think our previous caller, Tokozane, as well, captured that there is violence across the country. But surely, Stembisa, you would also agree, somebody who lives there, that it is quite a key feature as well, particularly around politics, perhaps in ways that it doesn't show up elsewhere in the country.
Yes, I agree with that. KwaZulu Natal, but it's not the Zulus.
Let's go to Eden Vale. Sunny boy, you want to also fight me as well and defend AmaZulu. Hi.
AmaZulu wagithi la, wuyithi la.
Awagithi nami.
Kodwa ngathi usubhungukile wena.
Ngitheni, Sunny boy?
Ngithethwe ikomfana vela ngithi.
No, man. We're talking about violence in general.
Cape Town, Cape Flats. It's called in Cape Town, ain't it?
Don't get down.
Uhambe emaPerini, ain't it? Uhambe eliwasoshangana, ain't it? Kodwa azikhulunywa ngalendlela okukhulunywa ngakhona okukhulunywa eNatal ukuthi inkinga yethu ukuthi nje uvala smart. Na inkinga nje abantu mhlambe abayisabe. Uyabona umuntu mhlambe asabe ukuthi ngoba thina kuvala sinalo. Uyabona nje ke ngikubekele nje usebenzile, ngikunike nje umlando. Uyabona nje makungathiwa nje thina sila igoli sihlangane labantu bokuhamba laba thina sibahambise amaphoyisa angabi khona akathi ukuchasha thina le South Africa singayiklina thina oyisebenzini singayenzi be clean bonke labantu bokuhamba laba thina singabaqoqa sibabeke endaweni zabo mawuvuka kusasa or umuvuka next week ubabone bangekho sekukuthi nje inkinga ukuthi mabesikhuluma basikhuluma kabi ukuthi iinkabi nani kodwa iinkabi zikhona abatswana banazi iinkabi zabo.
You're listening to Power Perspective with Sibenzile Ngambule, 8 p.m. to midnight.
Deputy Minister of State Security Zizi Godo. As State Security, what did your intel say about violence, whether it's in KZN or even just across the country leading up to the election? So essentially, did you have a sense that you would need to be concerned about certain parts of the country? And so when this particular incident, this unfortunate incident took place, you weren't necessarily caught unawares? Or were you?
We have been doing a lot of work, Sebenzile and you listeners. We've been doing a lot of work over the period. And part of that work, unfortunately, is more on the space that does not involve ourselves. It's more of internal and intra-party. There was a lot of work in relation to and the movement around the selection of candidates. A lot of disgruntled individuals. It's more of intra-party. And we know that is not our space. But it becomes our space when a certain political party or political parties, when they hold their meetings, for example, it may result to public disorder and social instability. Then that becomes the responsibility of the cluster.
So were you caught unawares or not, Mr. Gott? I'm not getting that answer, because you, on one hand, you're saying as a department, it's not what you would be looking at ordinarily on a day-to-day basis. However, as part of the cluster, you're also involved because leading up to a major event as elections, everybody needs essentially to have a good sense of what's happening, if there are murmurs of violence, if there are all sorts of plans that you need, of course, be aware of those and be able to intercept and so on. So were you caught unawares or not?
No, we've always, like I said, our threat and the risk assessment tells us that one of the greatest concerns at the moment is in more of intra-party. As opposed just to general instability in the country, like you had, like the situation we had in July.
Yes.
The intra-party is more of the issues that we can, for example, one of the issues that we agreed to today, we may need to have to convene a meeting of political parties, that they must help us, we must work together, because it's their space, basically, that we cannot monitor every gathering of a political party.
Mashomola, hi.
The problem is with the ANC. People who are killing each other are members of this very same ANC. So Uzizi naye, he knows very well that within this reign of Ramaphosa, there are still people who, you know, who are not happy still with this presidency. The second thing, when I was 17, he's saying that he's got the eyes and ears on the ground. They know what they are going to be. You know, this quota is not to be taken for serious. Now, this is in a given respect. The way he said, before he still was half a family member, you know, I used to respect him then. But then he came into power, and so he changed, he assimilated, he spoke the language of the elite. He, you know, like Bopiti Manamela, like Justice Minister of Justice. These people, they are like vocal when they are outside. But when they get into power, they, you know, they change. They don't change the situation of whenever to have a fight about the moms and things. So, so it's easy for me, whatever he says, you know, comes in on the left ear, goes out of the right ear. Got no credibility.
Matlomola.
Not so.
Captured.
Power Perspective with Sebenzile Ngambule. Monday to Thursday, 8 p.m. to midnight on Power 98.7.
We are now, of course, set to be having a conversation with the Communication Workers Union. And this is over the threats to the lives of workers at the South African Post Office. Aubrey Shabalala joins me now, who is the General Secretary of the Communication Workers Union on this particular matter. As a union, what sort of work are you doing in trying to change this situation or influence, in fact, for better working conditions for workers at post offices?
Firstly, let's start by expressing our heartfelt, deepest condolences to the Mutsapi family for the young life that has been taken away, and there is indeed an unfortunate situation.
So, if you can perhaps just give us a sense of what sort of action we can expect from yourselves as the CWU.
We have a meeting that is scheduled with the executive where they will be presenting the future of South African Post Office. And one of these things, because as much as we are angry, you are still needed to be in the table to persuade and push for these issues, particularly when you come into the security measures in the South African Post Office. For us, what is critical that has to be put into place is the IT system and the security measures that will be able to save Post Office. Not only workers, Sebenzile, we're talking about an institution that it might collapse because it's not making enough revenue.
Power Perspective with Sebenzile Ngambule. Call Sebenzile on 0861-987-000.
We're joined by the chairperson of the South African Medical Association, Dr. Angelique Kutsia. We're talking about what studies are beginning to show, particularly about four people who are living with the HIV virus. Taking your calls on 0861-987-000. Let's hear from Simon and Haman Skrull. Hi there, Simon.
How are you, Sisebe?
Great, thanks, brother. Go ahead.
Yeah, can you greet Dr. Kwazede? Yes, I'm here.
Doctor, I've been living with HIV for almost 6 years now. I never have a problem with it. I'm taking my medication very well. So, but now with this vaccination that is coming in, I don't want to risk my life. I don't think I'll go to inject myself with that the coronavirus needles. I don't think I'll do that because of I'll be risking my life. I don't know that thing will control me. How? I don't know how the changes will be. So I just want to know about that one, my doctor.
First of all, I want to congratulate you that you are so compliant and taking your medication on a daily basis. That's the right thing. I hope other people also heard what you were saying, they got around your treatment. It's important, and that's what's going to make you stay safe going forward. But in regards of the COVID-19 disease, if you are above a certain age, we know that those people are much more susceptible to get severe COVID-19, especially if they're not vaccinated. Now, this vaccine, so there was two studies done recently, one in America, one in Israel, that actually showed that people, after they have taken the vaccine, the Pfizer vaccine, the studies was done on that, their fertility or their sperm count was much better and improved. So I want to, first of all, for all the men out there.
You know, Doc, as soon as you mentioned sperm count, I knew there's going to be some excitement. Toolsy on Twitter says, Haibo, what's the doctor saying about the sperm count? Since when does the vaccine increase sperm count? The doctor's misleading us now. They're making up these findings as they go along.
No, it's not true. You see, the thing was, the anti-vaxxers apparently used this to say that you are going to get infertile, you're not going to be able to get children, and the sperms are going down.
You're listening to Power Perspective with 7 Zile Nkambule, 8 p.m. to midnight.
And that's the week that was, and that's our time this evening. Thank you for a fantastic, fantastic week. We'll do it again on Monday, 8 p.m. until midnight. Have a fantastic weekend. Take care of yourselves until you and I are together again. Gwande.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.